You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome in Predators General Manager Barry Trotz on our phone line. Hi, Barry. How are you? How was your holiday?
I'm good.
Thank you for joining us, as always.
In Minnesota. It's no Nashville, Minnesota right now, I'll tell you that.
I can only imagine. So before you joined us, we were talking about the week upcoming. I've heard Andrew Burnett use the term win the week. And this week, you've got four road games, three of them starting tonight in Utah against teams in that wild card mix alongside the Predators. What are you expecting to learn about your team this week with multiple four-point games on the schedule?
Well, I think you know, coming out for the Christmas break, you want to get back into sort of the rhythm. I mean, for us, the Christmas break probably couldn't come at a worse time because we were feeling it. But at the same time, you try to get it back and see if you can, get back to the level that we're playing. I thought we started getting back to that level in the third period against St. Louis. Hopefully we bring it tonight in Utah. So, they're all good challenges. I mean, they're good teams. They're all fighting. They're sort of like mini playoff games right now. So you're going to find which players are going to step up and which players are maybe take a step back. So I think they're really important games. Really the longest road trip of the year. You count the Minnesota game right before Christmas and the six, the seven-game road trip. And if we can be 500 or above in that time frame, I think we'll be in good shape.
Barry Trotz is with us. So, Barry, maybe you can explain to the listeners why you are in Minnesota. You actually joined us for that wild game at the end of last week, which was a dramatic win for your guys. But the World Junior Championship's going on there. You guys have got a lot of young players that are playing in that tournament.
Yeah, no, I'm actually have watched two games. I'm at the arena right now. They're starting the Slovakia and USA game, and then we've got Canada later on tonight playing Denmark. So we get four games in tonight. But we've got seven players in the World Juniors, which is always a good indication of depth within the organization. I think last year we might have had nine. So the future is bright, but we just got to wait for the future to come. And obviously some of the high picks this year, the McKennas and the Verhoffs and the Steinbergs, they're all here. So you get to see them play against kids that are a year older for the most part, maybe 2 years older. And it's just a high level tournament. So you get to see the best on best here.
Last year, if people watched the tournament and you were keeping an eye on USA won in dramatic fashion, and it was a Predator draft pick, Teddy Stiga, that scored the game-winning goal in the gold medal game. What does he look like to you a year later?
He looks similar, a little stronger. He's just one of those reliable players. I mean, Team USA has stuck him at center ice. He's played defense. He's played center ice. He's got a great engine. He's one of those plays power play, penalty kill, 5-on-5 situations, late game. So you look at the use and the trust that the coach has for him. Tells you a lot about the players that he's very useful in a lot of different areas. Teddy's not going to be a high end scorer, but I think he's going to be one of those players that can play with those guys. Very similar to, I look at guys like Yuri Lehtinen, who just played all over the lineup when needed, but always played with top players in different situations. And Teddy's got a lot of those type of attributes in his game, which will be very useful for, a hockey club in the future and very useful for winning hockey games.
We talked about Brady Martin going into the tournament. He got off to a really good start. And he's playing with, you know, a guy that everybody's got their eye on, and Gavin McKenna, who a lot of people think could end up being, if not the first pick, he's going to be one of the first couple. What do you watch for when you watch Brady Martin, especially with, when he's playing against really or playing with as dynamic a talent as he's playing with?
Well, number one is, you know, he understands his role. He's playing with Michael Hage and Gavin McKenna. And I always say, I look at McKenna and it reminds me of, you know, a guy like Kucherov. He's going to make plays. He's going to do some special things. And Hage is a skillful guy, you know, so he's looked around and said, hey, I got to get to the interior. But I look for how he complements those guys. As the things that they can't do, he can do. He goes to the paint. He wins the puck battles. He makes plays off the rush and in tight spaces with those guys, and very effective. And you know, when the other guys aren't, you know, he's tracking pucks. He's finishing checks. He's been a really, really effective player with those two guys. So I could argue that they might be their best line this far in the tournament so far.
That's a good sign. Barry, I want to ask you one more about the Predators team right now before I throw it back to Adam, because he's made a couple of really big plays in the last couple of games. Eric Halla, who you picked up in a trade in the offseason, we've talked throughout the year, one of the themes throughout the league is how hard it is to find solid centermen. How would you evaluate Eric Halla's play here so far, about a halfway through this season?
Well, I think Eric's done everything and maybe a little bit more than I expected. You know, I was just sitting with our pro scout, Stan Drulia, a few minutes before I took this call. And we were talking about Eric and, you know, the little subtle moves of, you know, getting Eric Halla into our lineup. He can play a little bit higher. He can play with those high-end guys. He's not a true playmaker, but he can play with them. You saw that in the Stamkos overtime goal the other day. And he's just a little bit quicker than what we had in the middle with say, you know, a guy like Colton Sissons, and he can move up a little bit. So between him and Bunting, I think our speed has gone up a little bit, and nothing glaring, but just enough that I think allows us to be a little quicker on pucks, get to some of those the loose pucks when they're there. And, you know, Eric has been a 40-point guy, you know, a good portion of his career. In Jersey, last couple of years, he's been behind, you know, Hughes and Heischer. So we're just hoping, you know, he's on pace for another 40-point year. So I think Eric's been really good. He's good on faceoffs, been really good on the penalty kill, and 5-on-5, he's been, you know, pretty productive at a 40-point pace.
Predators GM Barry Trotz is with us on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Barry, I've noticed that the rush attack has been significantly better over the past 15 games. What has allowed that to emerge over the past month?
Well, I think breaking out pucks, number one. You know, you can play fast. Execution, when you're executing and you're breaking out pucks quickly, your rush game sort of tends to be much better. But the other thing that I attributed it to, we were getting into a little bit of a mode where we were stretch passing way a little bit too much. And what you see, with, I think, the biggest difference with our team on this stretch where we've gone is you're seeing, if you just, for the people watching the game and you know, the TV picture, seeing five yellow jerseys coming back together into the zone. And we've been able to break up a lot of plays on the tracking and back checking. Also, what we call the defenseman sort of holding a blue line and ticking with their sticks and creating some loose pucks and just pushing it up real quickly adds to that transitional game. And then we're able to come up as a group of three and four, and we've been able to execute a little bit better off that. So, you know, I think from a team that was probably more in the bottom two or three teams off the rush to, you know, probably the top third of the league in the last, you know, 10 to 15 games.
I do want to ask you about two former members of the Vegas Golden Knights, seeing as the Predators will play the Golden Knights on Wednesday. I want to start with Nick Hag. How would you evaluate his performance this season, and has he made the impact you anticipated when you acquired him?
I think it's coming. Nick is a younger player. Nick's a player who played in that 5-6 hole, in Vegas behind a very, very deep defensive core. We moved him all the way up to the first pairing right off the bat to see if he could handle it. And I thought he did fine, but then he took a step back. And then we reorganized the D, especially after the Stastny trade. And we just sort of balanced them out with Josi and Purbix and Shea and Willsby and giving Blankenberg some size with Haig. And I think he's done a really good job. I think Nick's going to be in that top four as he transitions for us. Playing his minutes are going up. He's getting a bigger role on the penalty kill. He's getting a chance to jump up a little bit. So I think as he gets comfortable going forward, you're going to see a Nick Haig that will continue to grow. Because going from, that third pair to first pair real quickly sometimes can set you back a little bit. But he's done a really good job for us, and he has an element that we don't have back there. I like the fact that he's starting to play a little more confidently, a little more physical. And then he's starting to jump up in the rush slow, but sure. He's got a big booming shot, and we haven't seen it enough yet. So hopefully we can get all those pieces working together, but the coaches are doing a really good job. And I'm glad we made that deal. We got younger, we got bigger. I think we got a little bit more offensive upside with Nick in the future as he grows with us.
The other former member of the Golden Knights, of course, is Jonathan Marchessault, and I know that he's been out of the lineup because of injury, but before he suffered that injury, he was struggling offensively, 3 goals over 18 games before the injury. Why haven't we seen him have the type of resurgence that your other top forwards seem to be having lately?
Well, I think it starts with the center ice. Anybody who plays with O'Reilly has been very productive. And really, if you look at it, Marchie's probably the one guy that hasn't really had any time with O'Reilly this year. That has primarily gone to Forsberg and Stamkos. And he's been, his center ice has been Svechkov. For the most part, a good portion of the start of the year, and then Halla as well. And, you got off to a little bit of a slow start. Injury, I know he's had this nagging injury. It's the same injury that has plagued him at the start of the year, is still plaguing him now. And it's hard when you're suffering a little bit of injury. And one thing with Marchie is he's a streaky scorer, so he needs to get in that flow, get into a little bit of a rhythm and get hot. And he usually gets, he's capable of getting 10 goals and, in 7 games and you're back on track, but he hasn't had that enough of a runway where he's been healthy long enough and hasn't really got hot. So it's a little bit of the way we constructed the roster. And then obviously his health and the usage when he has been healthy hasn't been probably to his advantage.
Predators GM Barry Trotz has been our guest on D-Maysving, and Adonik, he joins us every week during the NHL season. Barry, as always, thank you for your time. Happy New Year. We'll catch up next week.
All right. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Barry.
I'm here with FinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. For new users, it's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.